Let's dive into today's episode, which is going to answer the question, how can I create income with my lettering? Welcome to Open Studio Podcast, space for lettering artists, illustrators, and creatives who are determined to thrive in their passion. I'm Martina Flora, and I've been through the ups and downs of building a successful creative business, from struggling to make ends meet to achieving my dream of becoming an award-winning lettering designer. I've learned valuable lessons along the way. Now, I'm here to share those lessons, strategies, and tips so that your journey can be smoother. Whether you're looking to turn your passion into a career or want insights to boost your creative business, this podcast is your guide. Join me on the Open Studio Podcast and let's make your creative dreams a reality. Welcome back to Open Studio. I'm Martina Flor, and we are continuing with this special series of podcast episodes where I will be answering the most frequently asked questions I receive from you. And before we dive into today's question, which is, how can I make an income? How can I make money with my lettering work, which you can extrapolate to any other discipline, any other craft that you would like to master or that you master. So if you are not into lettering, but you are an illustrator or you are a graphic designer, all the insights that I'm gonna share with you today are gonna be useful for you. Now, if you cannot wait to get the answer today, if you cannot stay until the end, because today is gonna be kind of a longish episode. I think in the past episodes, I managed to deliver 10, 20 minutes podcast episodes, this is what I want. I want to deliver them snappy and short. But this episode is going to cover a lot because I'm going to tell you all of the ways in which throughout the years I have earned an income as a lettering artist. And there's 12 ways that I'm going to share with you. So you will want to stay until the end to gain the insights on how you can start monetizing your skills. But if you cannot wait, if you need to go, you can get that answer anyways by downloading the guide that I have prepared for you on martinaflor.com/guide. It is for free and it answers this question, how can you make money or an income with your skills? But it also answers 9 other pressing questions that lettering artists have when it comes to monetizing their skills and getting started and promoting their work and marketing themselves. So go ahead and download the guide. It's on martinaflor.com/guide. Now, let's dive into today's episode, which is going to answer the question, how can I create income with my lettering? If you listen to the previous episodes, I show you or I gave you insights on how to get started. What are the tools that you can use to get started with lettering? How can you transition from being a student or doing this as a hobby onto turning that into a career? And today we're gonna speak about how do you make money with it? Because if you want to turn it into a career, if you want to make a living with it, you need to find ways to monetize your lettering work. And I have great news for you that nowadays, there's a myriad of ways to create income with your work. There's a ton of ways in which you can create income. And in this episode, I'm gonna cover only 12, but I'm sure there's many out there and you will discover them by seeing what other artists are doing and by applying the things that I'm gonna share with you today. So, let's start by saying that thinking that client work is the only path to earn a living is what's holding many artists back from making an income with their skills because they feel that they don't have a client base, right? And that already holds them back from getting started and monetizing their skills. So you don't need a client to start working as a lettering artist. You don't need the almighty image of a client that gives you work and pays for it to make a living as a lettering artist. So if you adopt a more entrepreneurial mindset when it comes to monetizing your skills, you can start generating income fast and simple. And here are some possible ways in which you can generate income and in which I personally have generated income throughout the ears. Now, bear in mind that some of them are more passive than others. Some of them provide more passive income than others. Now, there's no passive income, and you know that. Every income or the act of making money requires an exchange of value, right? And in order to provide that value, you will have to put in more or less work. So some of the income generating opportunities that I'm going to share with you today are more passive than others, require more work than others, right? The first one is client work. So if you want to work for clients, one-to-one clients that hire you, you can do that, right? You can work for businesses, companies, brands. You can work for publishing houses to create custom artwork for in a specific use. For instance, you can do artwork for advertising, for logotypes, for book covers, or for packaging design. You can work one-to-one for specific clients, and many artists do that. I do it as well, and it has been, in the past, it has been the big part of my income as a lettering artist, and I have created a multiple six-figure income from doing client work only. So you can, if this is a route that you're interested in, you can definitely find clients that will hire you for your work. But just goes to say that it's not the only way that you can generate income, and you will see next. So another way of creating income is licensing. Licensing, just to give you a little bit of context, is when someone uses your artwork for a fee. So they pay a flat fee for a certain artwork, and they get the license to use that artwork in whatever they want to use it, right? Now, the great thing about licensing is that oftentimes, the artwork can be licensed by several clients or several customers. So you will earn a fee every time that happens. So you create the artwork once, you invest your time and effort once, and then you monetize that artwork. That artwork becomes an asset that you can sell multiple times to different customers. Or you can license your artwork for fabric or for wallpaper. Another one is working with an agent. So when you work with an agent, you partner with someone who will find work for you in exchange of a fee. They charge for what they do, and they do that by taking a percentage of the total amount of that project. So they take care of the client outreach and contracts, and an agent will typically get between 30 and 50% of the revenues of a certain project. And sometimes it depends on the type of project. If you're doing editorial work or if you're doing advertising, they will get a different fee, right? Or a different percentage of that project. Now, I have personally worked with an agent for over 10 years, and this has been a very fruitful relationship. And that doesn't mean that I don't receive assignments from direct clients. So you can determine the conditions with the agent as you close a contract with that agent. You can decide whether you are exclusive and all the assignments that come your way through them or directly to you will be shared by both parties, or you can also determine the assignments that come from your clients, you will receive a percentage, and I can manage myself the assignments that come directly to me, which is what I always did as a lettering artist. You can also start your online shop with art prints and products, and I personally have done this. So you can create and sell art prints and printed products. And these are a great way to get started in selling your art. You can do it with your own online shop or already existing marketplaces, which makes it a lot easier for you to get started because you don't have to build the online shop on your own and get, go into all the work of building the online shop from scratch. You can use already existing marketplaces, which have an existing audience that you can benefit from. There are also nowadays print on demand services that offer a way to get started without inventory or risks. Some example of those are Redbubble, Society 6, Creative Market, Printify. So as I started my own online shop, I was building the whole thing from scratch, and I was also producing the product. So I was making an upfront investment, and I was getting inventory or creating inventory. So I had to find a place to store the products. I had to calculate how much I had to predict how much I was going to sell. And you know, when I look back, I would have done it completely different. I would have started, what I recommend nowadays is to start with a print on demand or a marketplace, an already existing marketplace, just to test what are the products that resonate with your audience. And from that, with that information, scale onto creating your own online shop. And if you want, having inventory and all that stuff. But all of this adds a complexity and requires an upfront investment that you don't need to do in order to set up an online shop. There's other places like Etsy, for instance, where you can create a shop right away, and you can sell your prints on demand. So people order the prints and you print them and you ship them. Another thing that you can do to earn income is digital downloads. If you use a specific brush to create your art, if you use a specific tool to do what you do, you could also sell it. Other people can benefit from it. Other people can use it and create work with it. So digital products are a great way to monetize your expertise and your creative tools. So some of the examples include ebooks, art prints, tutorials. You can sell brushes, and you can monetize them on existing online shops, like marketplaces, or you can offer them on your website. Now let's move on to non-traditional ones. One of them is teaching workshops or classes for the general public. So if you gain experience, you can start teaching others, right? And there's always someone that is a step behind you. So you can always provide your experience to others that are just starting or that don't have the expertise that you have. So teaching in person or online is a great way to share what you know with others, and it's very easy to get started. So personally, when I started teaching right away, so it's one of the first things that I started doing to create income as a lettering artist, and the first workshop that I offer was for free. So my thinking behind it was, okay, if I offer this workshop, people will sign up because it's for free. It will allow me to test, you know, to test my frameworks and to see what are the techniques that resonate with the students, and to kind of polish through that feedback, polish my technique and be able to charge for it down the road. And it was a very successful experience. I think it was such a good decision to do that very first workshop for free, because it first took a lot of the pressure out of feeling the workshop, and it allowed me to make that first experience, gain insights, gain confidence, and do it much better the next time. So workshops are a great way of monetizing your skills if teaching is something you like. Now, related but not the same are in-house workshops for teams. As an expert, you have the capability to train an entire team, and companies allocate budgets for continuing education of their teams, and you could train them in acquiring new skills. If you have an expertise like lettering, you can train them in lettering. So for instance, a story of my own as a lettering artist, I created covers as a lettering artist for Penguin Random House. Now, after finishing those projects, I introduced them to my in-house workshops for teams. I just told them, hey, I offer in-house workshops for teams, and I train them in lettering and lettering design. And they were immediately interested, so they invited me to conduct the workshop for their design team, which they pay for, of course. And you may be thinking right now, okay, but then if they learn to do lettering themselves, then they stop hiring you. Well, no, Rather the opposite. I gain trust and authority through training their team. And through that experience, they learned how much I knew about the topic, how many insights I had on lettering and letter forms. And by the end of that workshop, they commissioned me to create 3 covers right away. So in-house workshops with the client, with your lettering clients, can be a great way of upselling them onto a new experience and also gaining their trust and building your authority. Related, but not the same as well, is the next one, which is coaching. Like teaching, mentoring other artists could be a source of revenue. And you can offer one-to-one coaching or a small group coaching. And that could be a great way to generate income while helping others. Because your experience can help others move forward, right? It doesn't matter in which stage you are in your journey, you can always help someone else move forward through sharing your insights. So coaching is a great way to do that. Next one, partnerships and influencer programs. If you have a considerable following on social media, or you have an email list of engaged subscribers, you could generate revenue by promoting products and services of other companies to your audience. You don't need to create any of that. You can just promote what you use, the tools you use, the software you use, and also the services of other people. Of course, bear in mind that you will be backing up these products and services. So this should be services that you really trust and that you will use yourself so that you don't hurt the trust that you have built with that audience. Next one, memberships. Running a membership is a great way to create community, give ongoing support to the people you work for, and creating recurring revenue in your business. You could create your own. So you can create your own membership inside your business, but you can also use platforms like Patreon to have your followers and fans subscribing for any materials or contents you can provide. I have personally incorporated a membership in my own business in the past year, and it has been amazing. It has been not only amazing for us as a tool to give ongoing support to our students and members and, you know, be with them throughout their journey, but also it has brought a consistency inside the business where we need to follow a calendar and we need to deliver on time every week. And also it has generated recurring revenue into the business, which has given the business a lot of stability. And we don't depend necessarily on client work coming in or the launches of our courses to generate revenue for the business. Another one, speaking. Speaking at conferences and events is a great way to connect with potential clients and get your name and work out there. I know it can be challenging. I know it can be scary to be on a stage, but once you do it, it gets easier. And I can tell you that there's a huge difference. There's a huge gap between the first time that I got on a stage and how I get on a stage nowadays. Of course, the excitement and the chills are there every time I get on a stage, but you get better at dealing with that and also at delivering your content. So if, you know, preaching for lettering like I do, or helping other people or sharing your work and your insights is something that you're interested in, speaking is a great way of doing that. Now, books is another way of creating revenue and monetizing your skills and sharing what you know with the world. Now, writing books and contents could be a really wonderful way of sharing what you know and create also recurring revenue through royalties. You could explore traditional publishing as well as self-publishing. So for instance, in my case, I have published my first 2 books, my book, The Golden Secrets of Lettering, which is this one, I have it right here. The Golden Secrets of Lettering, and also The Big Leap. I have published them through traditional publishing. And for my upcoming book, I'm exploring self-publishing, and I will, of course, share with you the insights that I gained from that experience. But a book, what is great about a book is that it's an asset that once you create it, it can sell forever. And it can also help you build authority in the creative world. I wish I have known about this earlier. When I created my first books or my first book, I wasn't really conscious about what the impact was going to be. What the impact, I could foresee what the impact, what was the impact that it was going to have on the readers. But I never foresee the impact that that was going to have on my own career. So nowadays, when I think of bringing a book to the world, I'm much more conscious of how that is gonna help steer my career on a certain direction, right? How that's gonna impact not only the community that I want to impact with that book, but also how that book or the existence of that book is gonna have an impact on my own career. So as you can see, there's 12 ways that I could share with you today that you can use to generate income for as a lettering artist, right? And these are 12 ways in which you can monetize your skills. And there's more. These are the ones that I have personally experienced. And I want to tell you one last thing before we go, that is that you don't need to do all of them at the same time. You don't need to do all of them at all. You can just pick the ones that you like and you know, apply them and try them out, right? In my story as a lettering artist, I mean, there's no way you can keep up with 12 income streams. But the experience of developing these income streams have given me leverage. Leverage in terms of, you know, when something wasn't working on or when there was a valley on a certain income stream, I could leverage other income streams to maintain a certain income in my business. So just to give an example, during the pandemic, my client work declined to zero. So all of the ongoing projects that we were working on, they were canceled, but one. I remember that I came into the studio, I was totally alone, just working on that one project. That was the one project that we were working on, and then all the other projects were canceled. So at that time, I had the chance, because I had these other income streams that I had generated throughout the years, I had the possibility to leverage other income streams to maintain the income level of my business. So that is the power of income streams, because it also opens your mind in terms of the possibilities of what you can do to monetize your work. So that you, because you don't have a client base, you don't think like, I cannot make it as a lettering artist. Yes, you can. You can make it as a lettering artist. You can create income as a lettering artist. And there's, today I share with you 12 ways in which you can do it. And I'm sure that there's more ways of generating income out there. So I hope this episode has helped you get clarity around in which ways you can monetize your skills. Next episode will be about how can I build a strong portfolio that showcases my lettering skills to potential clients and when is a good time to start. So stick around because I'm going to answer that question and more in the upcoming episodes. But if you cannot wait, I get it. I'm very impatient. So if you cannot wait, you can download the guide where I answer all of the questions at once on martinaflor.com/guide. The guide is for free. It is totally insightful. It shares all some of the stories that I have gathered along the way by building my career as a lettering artist. And you can have your questions answered today, right now. If you go ahead and download the guide on martinaflor.com/guide, it is totally for free. So there's no reason for you not to do it. And I hope I will see you on the next episode of Open Studio. Bye bye. So this is it. I hope you loved this episode.
You can find me, the host of the show, on social networks at Martina Flor on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. If you have a question or comments, go to martinaflor.com/podcast, where you can see previous episodes, find show notes, and send voice memos with your comments and questions. You can also watch these episodes on YouTube. Just go to martinaflor.com/YouTube to find them. You can, of course, listen to all our episodes on your favorite podcast platform. If you loved this episode, subscribe to this podcast. And if you leave us a review, it will help others find us. Thank you all for listening, and see you in the next episode of Martina Flor's Open Studio. Bye-bye.